This is JIS News. Coming up, FSC lobbies for increased investor protections, consumers urged to purchase more local products, and under 17 reggae girls hunt World Cup berth later today. The details after this message. Stay with us.
Yes, indeed. It's Parents Month. So come out this Saturday, November 9th to the Grandparenting Village at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. There will be roundtable discussions, tips on good parenting, displays, a children's village, and so much more. That's the Parenting Village this Saturday, November 9th at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. Brought to you by the National Parenting Support Commission. Supported by NCB, Events to Events, and Royal Computers. And admission is free.
Now the news. Executive Director of the Financial Services Commission, Janice Holness, says there is a need to develop efficient regulatory regimes that provide vital investor protection. Ms. Holness says these protections are especially important given the impact of globalization on emerging economies. According to the FSC Executive Director, these regulatory regimes should seek to ensure that investors' interests are promoted through the provision of high-quality, reliable, sustainable and sensible regulation. Ms. Holness was delivering remarks at the opening of the 10th Annual Caribbean Group of Securities Regulators Conference and Workshop in St. James Wednesday. The three-day event is being staged through the collaborative efforts of the FSC and the Caribbean Regional Technical Assistance Center under the theme Fostering Innovation, Growth and Financial Stability in the Caribbean Securities Market, A Path to Recovery. Consumers are being urged to continue buying local products in efforts to move the economy forward. Acting Executive Director of the Jamaica 4-H Club's Ron Blake says as a partner of the Eat Jamaican campaign, being celebrated in November, the club continues to advocate for the production and consumption of local food. Addressing the issue of the price of local produce, Mr. Blake is encouraging buyers to consider their support for local produce as an investment in the growth of the Jamaican economy.
Many consumers are of the view that prices are high. However, my caution is that this high price that is perceived is short term, because once we ignore local production, what we are doing is giving rise to the influx of imports. And if you allow these imports to delete the local capacity to produce, then what will happen is that you will wipe out local production and prices become erratic. And what you now have is that the imported goods will have no competition in the local marketplace. And that's when you see the real high price of these imported commodities.
Mr. Blake was speaking to JIS News at the Lauriston Thompson Penn Community 4-H Club's Stew Festival in Spanish Town, St. Catherine recently. Children's advocate Diane Gordon Harrison is encouraging community members to become more aware of the issues affecting street children. Mrs. Gordon Harrison says the support of community leaders and members will aid their reintegration with family members and help to reduce stigmatization once the children have returned home.
There is no one-size-fits-all solution because the complexion of the problem changes depending on the age of the child, the parish, etc. Community leaders need to become integrally involved in the process so that they can be more aware and supportive of the initiatives.
Mrs. Gordon Harrison was speaking Tuesday at the 8th staging of the two-day Caribbean Child Research Conference. This year's conference is being held under the theme Beyond 2015, Safeguarding Our Children's Future. And Jamaica's under 17 women's football team could become the first ever female team from the country to qualify for a FIFA World Cup tournament. The team will take on Canada in the semi-final of the CONCACAF Women's Under 17 Championship later today. With a win, the girls will clinch one of two spots available to the CONCACAF region for the FIFA Under 17 Women's World Cup to be staged in Costa Rica next year. Jamaica topped its group to qualify for the semi-final berth, securing victories over El Salvador and Haiti, and a draw with regional powerhouse Mexico. The young reggae girls go up against an in-form Canadian team who convincingly won two of their three qualifying matches. The match gets underway at the Montego Bay Sports Complex at 6 p.m. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.